Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
One of the things he said, facing, in just a few days, I think, he was facing the cross. And he said, now the time has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Wow. What did he have his eyes on, the process or the goal? Yeah, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. Thank God. He's given us the perfect example of overcoming, of someone who said, I don't care what you do, this guy ain't cooperating. And yet, even Jesus didn't do it with his own strength. It was by the grace of God he offered himself without spot. Does that lay out a path for us? Does that give us a hint as to where God's going with this journey and what's going to happen during the journey? The truth is, God is going to put, like I say, every single one of us, and is putting every single one of us in places where we're going to have to reckon on what's in here and the fact that the devil's got a hold. And he's got a hold because we gave it to him, whether we understood it or not. And the Lord wants us to come to a place where we realize there's more to the cross than just the blood that cleanses us from the guilt of sin. There is a participation in somebody who really comes to the cross. It's not like, okay, Jesus, wipe out my sin so I can live for you and bless me in this life. Oh, how human nature has corrupted the gospel. But it's not just so that I can have my sins erased from God's book. It is that, thank God. And you know, we need to always reckon on that was accomplished there. But he didn't just die in my place. He took me with him. In fact, he took the entire first creation to that cross. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. There was a victory that we need to understand, because it's the only pathway where you and I can have any victory. We all died in him. We received the judgment of God. This creation was absolutely sentenced to destruction at the cross. But for those who follow him, the only pathway to new life is through death. We're going to have to give up our will, our way, our sin, our lives, and lay them down and hand them over to him if we're going to ever get to the resurrection part of it. Thank God for the resurrection. Thank God Jesus saw death as a pathway to glory. Do we see that? Now it's a bit quiet. But think about that simple truth. God has set before us glory. He's told us of his ability and willingness to take us there. In fact, he sees it as finished. We're in the middle of it. But this is what our pathway is going to involve. It's going to involve overcoming. And we're going to have to, I mean, we can muddle along and say, oops, messed up, go back for the blood, some more of what the blood accomplished. But God wants us to get beyond just messing up and getting forgiven, messing up and getting forgiven. He wants to get to the point where the devil doesn't have that hold anymore. Didn't Jesus say the devil, the prince of this world, is coming? But what was the consequence of that? He's coming, all right. He has no hold on me. There's nothing in me. Everything in me has been tested to see whether I'm going to just follow my own nature and give in to it or not. Satan has no power just to come and overpower you. It's what's in here. See, God made us in His image. We have a choice. What's happened is that choice was handed over to the devil. And the only way I've got any choice right now is what God has done for me. Praise God. Anybody here need more of that this year? Today? This afternoon? Tomorrow? Yeah, I need the virtue. I need the victory that was won at the cross. Not just the forgiveness of my sins, but I need the death that I died. I need to be able to look back and say, devil, wait a minute. Something else happened there. Yes, the blood was shed to cover my sins, but I died there. I don't have to listen to you anymore. You lost your hold over me. I have the right to stand up and say, wait a minute, devil, I don't have to listen to you. And it's not that my will is strong now, it's that I have somebody else. I have been crucified with Christ. See how what Paul saw in the cross, not just, oh, praise God, He forgave my sins, I get to go to heaven one day. But he saw something that defined his life and the pathway to the destiny that God had set before him. And it was that me that was so in tune with Satan and his purposes, in tune with this creation, that wanted to live for what I could get out of this creation, this life. God's opened my eyes to see that this is so temporal, it's so foolish. Why would I live for this when it's all going to pass away? But He's given me a way out. And it's the same way the Son of God took. His exit from this creation was to be dead, was to be put to death on that cross. Willingly, joyfully, I give up this life that otherwise would have its hold on me and bring me to death in the wrong sense. I'm going to lay down my life, but there's a whole lot of people God has in mind. You know, when He died, God had a lot of folks here in mind, didn't He? He said, I see that they're going to come and they're going to struggle because their nature is just like everybody else's. I mean, we can't point to anybody and say, look at them, I'm good and they're bad. Every single one of us has got the same nature. It just comes out in different ways. You know what the worst way is? Self-righteousness. Where we're able to act a certain way on the outside and think we're better than everybody else. We're not. We have the same need, and the same need for deliverance. And God's way of deliverance is for us to willingly embrace not just the blood for our cleansing, but the death that was died as my death. That represents the end of my life. And I freely, gladly lay it down. That was my exit. That's how I got out of all this. It was to die. But thank God it didn't stop there. Because there was a resurrection 3 days later, and He came out of that tomb, and He came out with a life that is incapable of dying. It cannot die. It cannot sin. All these things that we lack came forth from that tomb when Jesus came forth. And now the Word of God goes forth. How did Jesus create the first creation? He spoke. It was all in Him in a sense. Because it was through Him that everything was made that was made. He was the exact image, the representation of the Father. And so when God created, He gave His Son the vision. And it was, in a sense, it was in Him. And He spoke it out. And the power of those words, that divine will, that divine power went forth and created all that we see and all the scientists are still trying to figure out. But then He took it all with Him into that grave. Just a matter of time before that works out. But then He came forth with a brand new life and a brand new creation. And when He speaks to a heart, that same divine power that created the stars has the power to impart a life in a human being, a sinful human being, unworthy, a life that cannot die, a brand new life. Praise God. Praise God. That's what I need to be able to navigate this life. I can't do it. The more I go, the more I run into me. My obstacles are not out there. My obstacles are in here. If it weren't for this guy, this stuff, I could navigate it. The Lord would give me strength. I'd go through it. But my problem is me and how I think about it and how I react to everybody and everything. And God's going to take me down paths that bring those things out, not so I will be defeated, not so I will be discouraged, but so that I will go back to the cross and say, wait a minute, I died there. Satan, I don't have to react this way anymore. I'm going to look to him. But see, Paul didn't just say, I died. He said, I have been crucified with Christ. Didn't stop there, did he? Nevertheless, I live. I died, but I live? How in the world does that work? Because a resurrection happened. Then he says, the life I now live. So he was living out an earthly life at that point. He's up there trying to encourage us now. But he was living out an earthly life. But the life I live how? It's not I, but it's Christ that lives in me. And the life that I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I need somebody living in here who has got the power over all this stuff. I don't have it. And God's going to take me down and is taking me down paths where I have to face up to what I really am in myself. Stop pretending. Stop trying to be this and trying to be that and justifying this and justifying that, but saying, wait a minute, this is not like, this is not like you, Father. You set out to change me. You set out to get me ready so I can be one of the rulers of a new creation and not mess it up. I need to be working. I need to be walking in what you have done at the cross. I'm so thankful I can walk in the freedom from the guilt of sin, but I need the power of another life to change me. I need to come to that place that my Savior came. Didn't he say to take up what? Whose cross? Aha. You mean I got one? I've got a cross and I'm supposed to carry it? Yeah. If you're gonna be mine, you're gonna have to follow me. Take up your cross and follow me. The one who loves his life in this world is gonna do what? Lose it. See, that was already determined at the cross. There's no other way out. But those who I can't remember the rest of it. Those who give up their life, who lose their life for my sake and the gospel's, will keep it for eternal life.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.